ready?
Yes, please.
Case number 11139, James P. Azzotto, southwest of Road 312, River Road, approximately 840 feet southeast of Road 313A, Downs Landing Road, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Yes, sir. Come right up here. You need to go down there and be sworn in, too, sir. Right down in front of Mr. Sharp. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Sharp.
Please state your name and address for the record.
James P. Azzotto, 31096 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm not used to all this. Never been here. So
that's fine.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Very well. Can you explain to the board your request, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to get my side and rear setback changed, for I had put up a carport years ago, and notice now that I guess I wasn't in or out of violation.
And how long has it been? How long has it been?
Approximately 8 years it's been up.
8 years and it has been up?
Well, who complained? Who the inspector that came out, or a neighbor, or
actually, I had a neighbor complain on me.
That neighbor lives next door, I presume.
Lives to the right side of my house.
Okay. Where the variance is you're asking for?
The variance is on the left side of my house.
Okay.
He lives on the right side of my house.
That's what I saw.
Okay. It's a long story. I don't know whether I should get into all of it, but
no, that'd be cool.
We don't need to know. I just need to know that.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
So it's been, you built 8 to 10 years ago?
About eight.
8 years ago, okay.
And they're just coming forth now.
Yes, sir.
Complaining to the zoning department.
Yes, sir.
With your fence and, let's see, your fence, is it, and your lean-to?
Yes.
Okay. That carport's what are you keeping that lean-to?
I keep a motorhome and a carport and a boat in a lean-to.
A boat in a lean-to?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else complained about it?
No, sir. I have my neighbors here from both left sides across the street, and everybody said it looks fine, doesn't bother them. Actually, my one neighbor to the left, we actually share it sometimes because we have adjoining driveways. So when I leave, he uses the carport for his vehicles or whatever he wants to do.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Did you obtain the permit for these structures?
No, I didn't. I actually had them put up, and I didn't know that I needed a permit, or I would have gotten a permit.
So you hired somebody to do
it?
Yes,
sir.
Who did you hire?
The guy on Route 24 at the golf cart place in the Millsboro. I don't really remember his name.
Okay.
Next to John Atkins Produce Market.
Okay. And you relied on him to get a permit and so
forth? Well, nobody ever said anything. He asked me where I lived. I told him, and he got a contractor to come in and put it up.
Do you know who the contractor was?
No, they were out of North Carolina. They're out of some metal shed building or something. I used to have the name of them in here, but I don't have it with me now.
Okay. So has a permit been obtained since?
No, there's no need until the.
Do we have the hearing? Didn't
okay. We have the hearing.
The decision is made.
Right. Just so you'll know, in the future, anytime you improve a property, you have to get a permit, and the purpose of getting a permit is so that you can see on that permit what your setback requirements are.
Yes, sir.
So you don't end up in the situation
again.
And it's not necessarily the contractor's responsibility, although contractors will do that for their customers. But it's, you know, always comes back to the landowner who's responsible.
I realize that now.
Okay. Can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Pardon me?
When you filled out your application, you signed a form that said you understood that you needed to convince this board that you meet the standards for granting a variance.
Yes.
Can you address those standards for us, please?
Well, first of all, I have a large tree in between the center of them. If I was to take the tree down, move the shed and or the lean-to and the the carport over, I wouldn't be able to get into my driveway and turn my motorhome into it to begin with. So that's the reason why I put it where it was. And right now, with the setbacks, I understand, are 15 feet. That would bring it up into my house almost. Into my house garage. So that's why I'm asking for this variance. Would make it a lot easier for me to leave it like it is, get the variance. And it would be greatly appreciated.
I'm sure.
And I don't mind buying all the permits, trust me.
But the first thing you have to do is address the standards. Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? The things that we have to determine that you meet?
Somewhat on these forms, yeah.
Uniqueness and that it wasn't created by you, won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, it's a minimum variance request and it cannot otherwise be developed. Those are five standards and you have to convince us that you meet those standards. Are you prepared to do that?
I believe I am. Can my wife come up here as well as I?
Sure.
Her name wasn't on the applicant, but she understands this a lot better than me.
Okay.
Very well.
I work in a field. I don't work your type of jobs.
I understand.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Would it be easier?
Plus, I'm having trouble hearing you through there.
Would it be easier if we ask you where the variance, go down the variances and get an answer from you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Let me start with number one.
But, is there ma'am, excuse me, though, ma'am. She wants to speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to go ahead and get sworn in, ma'am. Let's do that. And then we...
It's hard hearing you. I can't hear you very well.
Okay.
And it's Otto, 31096.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hillsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I thought she was sworn in.
I'm sorry.
Can you see that?
Now, go ahead, Mr. Records.
I think they may have them in front of them. Do you have the standards?
You have the standards in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Can you address them?
Okay.
Start right here.
All right, I forget what this one even was.
Is the property unique?
Yeah, I think the property is very unique. I don't understand exactly what you mean by all that. If you could ask me in a different way.
Well, would the tree have anything to do with
I can't move the tree. And if I was to move the building, it would be in the tree. So the tree has to stay there. It's a very large tree.
Okay.
And if it's to the left or to the right of the building, you couldn't get in either one of the garages.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling them garages, carport, and lean-to.
Okay.
So the property is unique because of the way the structure of our house is like an L shape between the house and the porch and the garage. So there's really not any other place we have to put the carport and still be able to stay within the county setbacks.
Okay. Number two.
So number two would probably be the same answer as number one. Do you have anything to say?
No.
There is an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition. Again, because if we were to put the carport, abide within the county standards and put the carport would be all the way up where our garage is now. There would be no way to pull the motorhome into that carport.
Yeah, and you couldn't get the boat under the carport or the lean-to as well.
All right, the third one.
Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant?
Guess I better answer that one. I didn't get the permit and didn't follow through with what I should have followed through, but I kind of think my builder and the people I purchased it should have either made me aware of it or, you know, assisted me in something there.
Mm-hmm.
Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No. Do you want to explain that?
in behind our yard for the back, we just have a pump house that'll never be developed. It's just a flat-out pump house. We have no neighbors or anything back there. My neighbor to the left is here. Both of them are to the left of here, which they do not mind. And I brought a paper in to hand you guys all the signatures of all the surrounding neighbors, other than the one immediately on my right, because of the issues we have. I work for Denrec, and he's been arrested. So that's where this results to.
Okay.
So there's a grudge problem there.
Okay, so if I can add to that, like we said, the carport is on the left-hand side of the property. Okay, we have a driveway adjacent with our neighbor, who is also here tonight. Straight down the driveway to the very back of the backyard is where the carport is. So when we pull in, we pull straight back to park that motorhome. So it looks very curb appealing because it is in conformity with the driveway. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare?
No.
Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Because if this variance is not granted, we will have to take the carport down and the lean-to down, and therefore the motorhome will not have any protection. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, definitely. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think you did a good job when you answered those questions.
Glad she came with
me.
Yes,
she did. Yeah, you married the right gal.
did something right.
She knows
I even
some
got
answers.
A permit for her.
Yeah, she speaks well.
Very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Very well.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
She's a keeper.
Okay. Are there any other questions? And Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, okay, three, four. Okay.
There's four
in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition?
Chairman, we did receive a letter in favor of from Jerry and Senator Peters. They're neighbors of the Azatos.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application?
Oh, also, sorry, they wanted to submit 11 signatures in favor of.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11139 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property has been explained, I believe, by the applicant very well. The variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And I believe the hardship was not created by the applicant because the builder, the builder has done that. In other words, the builder has built and told the applicant that this is the way it should be. And a variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief. And if you do have the name of the builder, like you said, when you get home, okay, would you send it into the office?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11139. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,139 is approved at this time.